The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
They're back. What's back? The masks. If you're in Columbus. Hey, welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me on this Wednesday afternoon. Here's my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. All right, Columbus Mayor Andrew Ginther just announced moments ago that he is issuing an executive order requiring face masks to be worn in indoor public spaces because of a recent surge in COVID-19 cases. Ginther said, among many things, the strain has reached a breaking point. Ginther said there are not enough healthcare workers to handle the influx of new cases and that further steps are needed. He said he would work. I'm reading bad grammar. He said he would work city council to codify the order in the coming weeks. Ginther was joined by Dr. Mashika Roberts, Health Commissioner for Columbus Public Health, Dr. Joseph Gastaldo from Ohio Health, Dr. Nicholas Kritsoulis, Mount Carmel Health System, Dr. Rustin Morris, Nationwide Children's Hospital, and Dr. Andrew Thomas, the Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center. Dr. Mashika Roberts said, wear a mask. Whether you're vaccinated or not, we have to do everything we can as a community to band together to keep our businesses open, to keep our kids in school, she said. So, and now, this is, for right now, this is Columbus only. Does anybody want to make... Well, I don't bet. I make Christian wagers. Would anybody like to accept a Christian wager from me how long it will be before almost all of the suburbs fall in line? Well, it won't be long. Now, this is my prediction. Within a day or two, most of the suburbs around Columbus are going to, yeah, me too, us too. And... probably Franklin County. Now, here's the problem. All right. A state law passed back in March, and if you'll remember, it was passed over a veto from Governor Mike DeWine, limits either the state health department or local health department orders. It limits them to no longer than 30 days. An order can only be extended if the state General Assembly votes in favor of it. So this may, well, it depends on whether Ginther wants to extend this longer than 30 days. If he does, he may find himself in a legal battle with the state representatives, the state House of Representatives in Columbus. You may remember a mask order was in place for about 11 months. Starting in July of 2020, remember that? Oh, I remember. And it was allowed to expire this past June. It just kind of went away and it expired, partially because of the new state law. So, and I think this is in effect immediately, since it's an executive order. If you are in Columbus in a public space, that would be a gym, that would be a restaurant, that would be a grocery store, that would be Home Depot, Lowe's, Walmart, Myers, well, Polaris is in Delaware County. But anywhere within the city limits of Columbus, an executive order from the mayor's office, you will wear a mask whether you are vaccinated or not. Now, my ultimate question, does this really follow the science? Or is, and hey, I'm thinking out loud. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a specialist in anything, and most of you know that, but I'm thinking out loud. Is this actually following the science, or is it the result of people saying, we got to do something? You know, people call in City Hall, there's a surge in COVID and we're all going to die. You've got to do something. And so in response to the enormous pressure, okay, we'll do something. We'll tell everybody to wear a mask. And again, I'm just laying it out there. You know, and it's interesting, if I've been criticized for anything recently, it has been people, well, I started to say people in our audience. Almost all of the criticism that I've received recently in emails, Facebook posts, and so forth are from people who listened once or had never listened before and were just cruising across the dial and saying, why don't you support masks? Don't you understand? You're encouraging people to die because you're not encouraging masks? Well, if they listened to the program, they would know that I have just questioned the effectiveness of the mask. And my position has been, you can find an abundant amount of scientific research that indicates the mask really, really work. However, you can find an equally abundant amount of research that says, not really. The latest research out of the University of Louisville, an extensive study, a very large study, indicated that the cloth masks that most people wear are around 5% effective, 5 to 10% at the most. You know, the official surgical masks, what are they? The something K95, R95, L95, you know what they are. Those are about 60% effective for COVID. But the masks that almost everyone wears, 5 to 10% effective. In other words, they're 90% ineffective. but they make people feel good. So I have never said masks don't work. I personally question whether they really do anything except give people a good feeling. But I have repeatedly said, if you want to wear a mask, please do so. I would never discourage you from wearing a mask if you really believe that it will help you and others around you. Now, will this be enforced? Restaurants that don't police this, and again, this is going to put restaurant operators back as enforcers. Hey, listen, the Department of Public Health does not have enough employees to post them at every restaurant in town and check people's masks whether they can enter the restaurant or not. The responsibility is going to fall on the restaurants. Now, they're all going to have put up signs immediately, and they're going to have to enforce it. So what happens if a person walks in and they say, well, I'm not going to wear a mask? What are they going to do? And it's going to be up to the individual restaurant. But I can almost promise you, so many, 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 many family-owned businesses and restaurants have just now recovered from the horrible losses of COVID. And now many people are going to stop going to restaurants if they have to wear a mask again. And innocent people, business owners, are going to suffer. Of course, those that are strong proponents of masks will obviously say it's worth it. We are saving lives. Maybe so. I just hate to see it. And I think counties and suburbs around Central Ohio will follow suit.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Well, this is interesting. Vice President Kamala Harris is in California right now as we speak. She never had time to go to the southern border. Well, she did once, but far, far, far away from where all the problems were. And that was months and months after she was given the responsibility to take care of the border crisis. She didn't have time for that. But she's in California campaigning for Gavin Newsom. Why? Because the Democrats and liberals in California are literally petrified. And that's not hyperbole. They are petrified that a black conservative could be the next governor of California. Now, it would be the first black governor of California, but he's a conservative. And so he's evil. And not only that, the most common comment from the far liberal left concerning Larry Elder is that he's a white supremacist. Excuse me, he's black. Yeah, but he's a white supremacist. How does a black person become a white supremacist? Can somebody explain that to me? But that's what the liberal left is saying, and Vice President Harris is out in California. You can't let this good man be recalled, Gavin Newsom. What state in the United States is losing more residents than any other state in America? Yes, I see that hand. Yes, yes, you're correct. California. California is losing more residents to other states, primarily to Texas. Which, now think about how weird and bizarre that is. Texas, one of the more conservative states. Just think of the practical terms here. You have one of the most liberal states in America losing more residents than anybody else. And those residents who are fleeing California are going to Texas more than any other state. One of the more conservative states. Shouldn't that tell you just a little bit about what's going on in California? Crime is totally out of control. Taxation, totally out of control. Housing, totally out of control. Do you realize that within the city limits of San Francisco, it is almost impossible to find anything less than $1 million? We're talking a one-bedroom, one-bath house. If it's in the city limits of San Francisco, you will be hard-pressed to find anything less than $1 million. And as I said, taxes, homelessness is an absolute crisis in California. There is, I mean, I'm serious. And again, I'm not dealing with hyperbole. There is almost nothing positive happening in the state of California. Almost nothing, except the weather. And the last time I checked, the Democrats don't control the weather. Take a look at all the major cities in California. Crime, homelessness, and even suicides. California has almost nothing going for it today other than the weather. And Vice President Harris is out there talking about what a wonderful job Governor Newsom is doing. Can you tell us any good things that he's done lately? Anything? Anything? Now, most of the polls now are saying Governor Newsom will not be recalled. There are one or two outlier polls that say that he will, but we have seen, particularly in the last 10 years, election polls are notoriously inaccurate. That's what I'm hoping for in California. The recall election is next week, and we will see.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.